It's March 31st. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. Jaden Schwartz and Maddie Beneer scored within 3 minutes of each other in the first period, and the Kraken hung on to beat the Anaheim Ducks 4-1 last night. Daniel Sprong added a power play goal with 4:18 left in the game, and Alex Wenberg put it away with an empty netter. Martin Jones made 18 saves to help the Kraken keep their grip on the top Western Conference wildcard playoff spot. Brock McGinn scored the lone goal for Anaheim. Lucas Dostal made 35 saves. Schwartz put the Kraken ahead at 7:57 of the first period. Will Borgen, playing on the right side behind his own blue line, sent a cross-ice pass that Schwartz caught up with just over Anaheim's blue line. From the top of the left circle, Schwartz fired it past Dostal. Beneers made it 2-0 at 10:37 when his shot went off the net but came right back to him and he poked it in off the edge of his stick. McGinn cut Anaheim's lead to 2-1 with 1:16 left in the second period. In a scramble behind the net, Derek Grant came up with the puck and got it out to McGinn in the middle of the left circle. McGinn's shot went off Jones' right pad and into the far side of the net. Sprong got his 20th of the season to make it 3-1 when he skated around a defender and lifted a shot high over Dostal's left glove. Wenberg's 13th came on a shot from behind the red line into the empty net with 2:15 to go. McCann's assist on Beneers' first period goal gave him 29 points, 13 goals and 16 assists, in the last 28 games dating back to January 25th. Beneers continues to lead all rookies in scoring with 51 points on 21 goals and 30 assists. His goal total is tied with Dallas's Wyatt Johnston. Seattle won its 10th series of the season, going 3-1-0 against the Ducks. No one needs to remind Kraken forward and playoff veteran Jaden Schwartz of the dangers of letting the easy ones get away. This was a game they seemed to be almost lulled to sleep by an opponent that made it a one-goal game with just a little more than a minute left to play in the second period. Schwartz said, quote, "In the second, we had a bit of lackadaisical play and we weren't as aggressive, we weren't as assertive, and just kind of sat back a little bit. But we regrouped in the third period, and we knew that if we got back into our game that we'd be in a good spot. So we've just got to learn from that a bit," end quote. Let's take a deeper look. After 2 3/4 periods, this was a tight game that felt a little more constricted as the Kraken worked on clinching a wild card spot in the upcoming Western Conference playoffs. It just seemed like the visiting Anaheim Ducks were hanging around a little too long in a 2-1 game. Then Daniel Sprong carried his elite shot and his team into a 4-1 win. He fired his quick-release laser past Ducks backup goalie Lucas Dostal, upper right corner, through traffic. A Nashville loss and Seattle win means it's now down to 8 standing points. So either Kraken wins and or Predators losses for Nashville to be eliminated. It was at 12 before last night. Sprong's 20th goal of the year puts him at 3rd on the Kraken goal-scoring list. Kraken defenseman Will Borgen has impressed teammates and coaches alike this season with his smooth skating, consistent breakups of opponents entering the Kraken zone, and being physical when needed. He's also provided a career-high 16 assists to support his team's scoring depth. He was at it again in the first period last night, finding Jaden Schwartz with a perfect stretch pass. Schwartz knew what to do, flying up the ice on his natural left wing and firing a slap shot past Lucas Dostal. It's Schwartz's 19th goal of the season to tie him for about an hour with Daniel Sprong for third highest goal scorer among the Kraken. Later in the period, Jared McCann made a sweet close-in pass across the goal crease to Matty Beniers. The rookie showed veteran patience by holding on to the puck and not shooting right away. He got Dostal out of the net, deked around the goalie, and hit the side of the net. Beniers picked up the stray puck and slid it into the net before Dostal could react. Home is where the strong start was on Thursday. The Kraken jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first game back in Climate Pledge Arena since March 18th. The goals from Jaden Schwartz and Matty Beniers provided a comfortable 2-0 margin as Seattle controlled most of the play through two periods. Goalie Martin Jones was making stops as needed, especially his glove save of a close-range shot from veteran defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk mid-period. He provided the best penalty killer stuff during penalties to Jamie Oleksiak and Carson Soucy. It appeared to be smooth when veteran Brock McGinn disrupted the game with a late second-period goal with 1:16 left that he threaded through Jones' net front to cut the lead in half and get everyone's attention, particularly the Kraken players and coaches. Let's take a look at some numbers. The Kraken dominated in shots on goal. They had 39 to Anaheim's 19. Shot quality for the Kraken, 3.7. For the Ducks, 1.2. In 5-on-5 offense, offensive zone possession time, this is when the puck is on the stick of an offensive player. Kraken had 5:48, the Ducks 1:27. The percentage time the puck is in the offensive zone, Seattle dominated with 51% to Anaheim's 27%. Total shot attempts were 27 for the Ducks, 63 for the Kraken. In 5-on-5 defense, the entry denial percentage, the Ducks had that at 46% to the Kraken's 33. In zone exit percentage, Seattle had 82%, Anaheim 72%. Defensive zone blocked pass percentage, the Kraken were at 22%, Anaheim at 12%, and Jamie Oleksiak led with 4 blocked passes. There wasn't much on the power play for Anaheim. They were 0 for 2. They had 5 shot attempts, 3 shots on goal. The shot quality was 0.4. For Seattle, they were 1 for 2 on the power play, 6 shot attempts, 2 were shots on goal, and the shot quality was 0.3. And the goaltending numbers, both were good. Dostal made 35 of 38 saves. He was 0.7 in goals saved ahead of expected. It was a quality start for him. Martin Jones made 18 of 19 saves. His goals saved against expected was 0.2. He also had a quality start. Neither goalie stole the game. Seattle outhit Anaheim 15-8. The Ducks won 21 faceoffs, the Kraken 20. Each team had 6 penalty minutes. Anaheim gave the puck away 9 times, Seattle 8. The Ducks had 3 takeaways to the Kraken's 9. Anaheim had 17 blocked shots to Seattle's 12. No surprise considering how many shots each team took. Let's take a look at the playoff race as it stands. In the Pacific Division, Vegas is in first with 99 points. Edmonton moved up to second with 97. The LA Kings are in third with 96. The wild card spots, the Kraken are in the first with 90 points. The Winnipeg Jets are in second with 85. The 9th and 10th spots in the Western Conference belong to Calgary and Nashville, respectively. The Flames have 83 points, the Predators 82. Nashville lost to Pittsburgh last night 2-0. They and the Kraken each have played 74 games with 8 left. Edmonton moved into second place in the division with a 2-0 win over the LA Kings. Vegas gets 1 point with an overtime loss to the Sharks, 4-3. Logan Couture got the game winner in OT. Calgary and Winnipeg were idle. Each team has played 75 games. The only team in action tonight is the Calgary Flames. They play in Vancouver, then host Anaheim on Sunday. The next game up for the Kraken, Saturday night, hosting the LA Kings at Climate Pledge Arena. It's a 7 p.m. Pacific time face-off. And that about wraps up another Full Press Kraken. I'll be back on Monday to recap tomorrow's game against the LA Kings. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Sport Logic and Natural Stat Trick for all the numbers. Enjoy the weekend.